Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
11221.
Okay, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Okay. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Cute. And what is the year of your birth?
1944.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race? The options are white.
American Negro.
Excuse me?
American Black.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed?
A high school equivalency. A high school equivalency.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Extremely motivated.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say maybe a 5 or a 6.
Which one do you choose?
6.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I agree, strongly agree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters somewhat.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
We know people get busy when it comes to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Okay, and protecting abortion rights, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me. I will vote.
Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me. I will vote.
All right. Protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me. I will vote.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but the November 2024 election for president were held today. Would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Well, I think that's a privilege right now, and that's my personal privilege. I don't disclose that right now.
Okay.
And you about finished? Because I'm having my dinner.
Well, we have completed at 37% out of 100.
I don't think we're going any further. I think we'll be concluding right now. This is a bad time. I am having my dinner.
Well, I can go as fast as I can. Your opinions are very important.
Yeah, but right now it's just too long. If I knew it was this long, I would have never started. Sorry.
Okay, Anderson, is there some other time that I can call you?
Maybe earlier, because right now I'm having my dinner.
Okay, Anderson. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.